Support for NPR Business News comes from the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, dedicated to advancing entrepreneurship across America, on the web at kauffman.org.
Google may delay its initial public stock offering for several days. Published reports quote sources as saying the delay is for logistical reasons, which involve institutional investors registering to bid on the shares. Since last Friday, tens of thousands of investors, both large and small, have been signing up for a chance to bid on Google shares. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Investors whose hearts are set on participating in this initial public offering have no time to lose. Bidding involves a three-step process, and Josh Jaffe, a senior writer at The Deal magazine, says the time to act is now.
First, you go to Google's website, a web page they've set up, ipo.google.com, where you can obtain a bidder ID. Then you also must open an account, a brokerage account, at one of the 28 investment banks that are underwriting this offering. You will then take the third step, which is to bid and tell the broker how many shares you want and what price you're willing to pay.
Almost everything about this IPO, from the auction process to its August timing and steep initial pricing, has confounded the experts. Google's founders announced they're offering 24.6 million shares at an estimated price range of $108 to $135 per share, much higher than the typical IPO, even during the glory days of the high-tech boom. Investors must be willing to purchase a minimum of 5 shares, and Jaffe cautions investors not to get carried away in their bidding.
It's not like during the boom when you would bid for 1,000 shares of a hot high-tech stock in the hope of just getting 100 because it was so oversubscribed. You're going to get at least 80% of the shares that you say you're willing to buy. And that's important to remember. You can't be irresponsible about going after this stock because you're going to get it.
If you bid high enough. Unlike in the more usual IPO, in which an investment bank sets the opening price, in a Dutch auction, the IPO price is set by investor demand. After all the bids are collected, Google's underwriters will determine what is called the clearing price. That's the highest price at which Google can sell all the 24-plus million shares it's put up for sale. Professor Laurie Hodrick with the Columbia Business School says a clearing price implies that investors should think strategically when they price their bids.
Even if, for example, you said you were willing to pay $130, if the clearing price is lower than that, then you don't pay the $130 you submitted. Rather, you pay the clearing price for the offer. Why is that important? Well, it helps you determine at what price you should submit. And in particular, the incentives created by the Dutch auction imply that you should submit a price that you really do think it's worth.
Investors may even place several bids at different prices. So it should be clear by now that a Dutch auction, although designed to attract small investors, is not necessarily for the novice. That's why many experienced investors are opting out of the IPO entirely. They're waiting until the auction is over and public trading begins on the NASDAQ market under the ticker symbol GOOG. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.